Welcome to The Human Beat. I'm Roger Rocca. For this month's program, I traveled east to Cathlamet, Washington, taking the Wakayakum County Ferry across the Columbia River from Westport, Oregon. The Oscar B is the last remaining ferry on the lower Columbia River. Cathlamet was one of the largest villages of Columbia River Native Americans west of the Cascades and home of the Cathlamet people. Today, Cathlamet has a population of just 600 or so, but it's the Wakayakum County seat and home to the county's only library. The Cathlamet Public Library is what took me there, at the invitation of Library Board Chairman Dan Turner. Vicki Franklin is the town librarian, and they have been working hard to expand the library's reach and services. We asked Dan Turner to start us off with a bit of town and library history.
The town of Cathlamet was originally founded in approximately 1846 when the first Europeans came here. Right? Of course, there was Native Americans here. And there was follow-on logging and fishing and dairy farming were the big three in this area, primarily the logging and the fishing, which really drew people, obviously, to for financial reasons. The town was established, I believe it was 1907. Mm-hmm. And so that's the town of Cathlamet. It does have a kind of a deep port here. The tugboats operate out of here. But anyway, so in 1931, the Woman's Club of Cathlamet founded the Cathlamet Library. And then approximately 2 years later, they approached the town of Cathlamet for a place for the library and for funding of the library. And in 1933, the town said, yeah, we will do it. We will offer a place and we will offer an operating budget. And since 1933, the town has faithfully, each year, provided an operating budget for this library out of the general revenue. It's averaged about $65,000 to $70,000 from the town that they've given to this library for the operating budget. Any other funds that we receive are simply contributions or donations. And I don't want to leave out the county of Wakayakum County, because usually they contribute somewhere in the neighborhood of $1,000 to $4,000 to this library. So that's where our money generally comes from. We get contributions and donations all the time in regards to other than funding. We get books. People come in here with boxes of books all the time. Let me speak specifically about books. And if Vicki Franklin, our wonderful librarian, was here, she would tell you, and I've talked with her many times about this, we get the books in, but 95% of them we can't use. What we do with the rest of the libraries, the library is now specifically responsible for taking care of those other 95% of the books. Mm-hmm. We have a bookshelf here in the library for people can purchase those other books, you know, donate. You know, there's no price tag on it, just donate and grab your book. And then we're going to this is brand new. So we're going to go, we're reaching out to different businesses in our town to have a book corner mm-hmm. in their business. Simply have a donation box there, simple, easy. They don't mess with it. They don't have to do anything with it. Now, if they want to have a unique set of books in there because they're more about fishing, we'll give them fishing books. They're more about baking, we'll give them baking books. They're more about gardening, we'll give them gardening books. You know, whatever they want, we don't care. And then people just simply pluck their $1, $5, $10 into the donation box, take their books, easy peasy. We check on it each week, empty out the box, and the owner, the managers of the business, don't have to do anything. Other things, we get DVDs. So we have a large, large and growing DVD collection here that people can check out for free. So we get books, we get DVDs, obviously once in a while we get a cash donation, but mostly it's books, DVDs, and then also crafts and supplies. Yeah, we're getting those all the time. Those are the big ones that we get, yeah, donations.
What are some of the ways libraries have evolved to change along with the times?
I've been on the board since November 2024, just over a year. What we recognize in talking with Vicki and so on is that we need to get the library out to the community. You have to get out to the community for very many reasons. But primarily, the number one reason is each person in this county should have a library card. In 2025, we were just out at many, many events. Mm-hmm. National Night Out on Puget Island. We were out there, signed up 25 people. We went out to the Skamakway Grange. We went out to Grays River Grange when they were having their regular monthly meeting. Signed up each of the board members. We went to the West Wakiakum Farmers Market, put on by Jamie and Carolyn, and shout out to them. And every Friday, July, August, September, we were out there each week, 1 to 4 p.m., had our table set up, and signing people up to get a card. You have to make it as friction-free as possible for people.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key. You have to get out. So the primary thing was getting people the library card. We went from, when I came on board, we had 980 members. We now have, just a year and a month later, we have 1,826 members.
It's a big growth.
Big growth, yes. So, but what it shows, obviously we were out at different events signing people up. People wanted a library card. Otherwise, they wouldn't have applied,
mm-hmm.
right? We could have gone from 980 to, 1,080, because nobody really wanted one. People wanted it. But you had to get out to the people. That was the key. Another thing we did is, in Wakiakum County, it's kind of considered in two different parts, the east side and the west side. And on the west side, it's on the other side of what we call KM Mountain. On the west side, they have their own unique views and thoughts and opinions and perspectives. Cool. Wonderful. I taught for 2 years out at NACEL, fifth grade, yada, yada, and went to a church out there years ago, yada, yada. So I know a lot. I know the view. I know lots of people, yada, yada. But we wanted to connect.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you connect? We provide now a weekly, every Thursday, 2 to 3 p.m., we show up at the Rosberg-Rystica Fire Station, and people get their book. If they put a book on hold on our website, I will be there on Thursday, 2 to 3 p.m., with that book or DVD or pass to go to the Columbia Maritime Museum or whatever it is. And they can pick it up instead of having to drive the 20, 30 minutes to Cathlamet. They can just, boom, it's right there in their neighborhood. We are there for them. We are their library. We're the only library in Wakiakum County, and anybody in Wakiakum County, doesn't matter if you live in Altoona, Grays River, Deep River, wherever, Lokeman Valley, Puget Island, you can get a library card for free. And so reaching out to the west side, signing people up with library cards, Vicki and I, we had to empower the library card. So here's another aspect to it, how libraries can make their library more powerful. And the key is making the card more powerful. So when I go out to events, and this was when I was first going out to events, Vicki and I, it was like, what do I say to the guy, the 40, 50-year-old guy or whatever, gal, could be a gal, oftentimes a guy, he goes, I really don't read much anymore. But then it started dawning on me, I need to empower this card so that guy goes, oh, I don't ever have to step foot in your library. I can use this card for something else. And here's three other things they can use it for. I know this won't apply for all those types of guys or gals or whatever, but here's three other things. In Cathlamet area, there are 7 businesses where if you take that card, you get 15% off.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to Nacelle, to the Nacelle coffee shop run by Hannah, wonderful, who used to be in my fifth grade class. Anyway, she, or that business there, they provide 15% off. You take that card to the Blue Scorcher Bakery in Astoria, you get 25% on purchases of their bread. Along with other libraries, same thing, at Blue Scorcher. Shout out to Zoe at Blue Scorcher. So there's that. You get 15% off, generally speaking, at different businesses. That's how you empower. You could never read a book. You get 15% off. Second, we have five different cultural passes. And what I mean by passes is cultural passes are Columbia River Maritime Museum, the Discover Pass, Clatsop County Historical Museum Pass, Oregon State Day Park Passing, and then there's our Rock Museum down in Hillsboro, Oregon, passes. So you get these passes. So what I'm saying is empower that. And then also with the card, you may never read a book, you may never read an ebook, but maybe you listen to audiobooks because you got to drive a lot, or you're out walking and stuff, daily exercise, whatever, or you got a business that you can listen to stuff, you know. So with that card, you can download the Libby app. Simple, easy, trust me, I did it in 60 seconds. I knew nothing how to do this stuff. And with that Libby app, you can listen to audiobooks for free. That's the key. So there's three things as examples. 15% off, cultural passes, download the Libby app and listen to audiobooks or read ebooks or whatever that you can do with that card without ever stepping foot in our library. So that's how, that's I'm always looking for how to empower the library card.
Sometimes we just need to be reminded that 50-year-old guy that you're talking about, like a lot of us, probably was first introduced to libraries as a kid when his mom took him for story time, or he was able to go and pick out a book that he liked. And I can remember those times. It was a precious thing. That book was precious that you got to bring home free and read for a week or 2 weeks. And so when you're out there doing that outreach, you're reminding them of this sweet, sweet thing in their life. And there's more now than there was then because of all the other things you're introducing. I notice you're also using the library as a gathering place.
Yes. And speaking of gathering place, two things I would use as examples is we're actually sitting at a table that we call our craft table. And Vicki, our librarian, Vicki Franklin, does an outstanding job with that. And I mean it. Because every week she's adding something to this craft table, and then usually roughly once a month she changes it out completely as far as what's available here for people to do. And people just like to come in, either mom and their one kid or three kids or whatever, or maybe just the mom, you know, and sit down and just do stuff with your hands quietly, nobody else intruding. You know, and all the supplies are here. You don't have to really clean up much afterwards or provide the supplies, get all the stuff out of the drawers and all that. It's just all right here. And then there's other people kind of walking around that you could quietly say hi to, start chatting to while you're making something, you know. It's a wonderful atmosphere. Then as far as a gathering place, the second thing we did, we started Library After Dark. And that is every Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m., the library is open. Mm-hmm. Vicki isn't here. I'm here. But people can come into this library. The overhead lights are off. The fluorescent lights are off. And we have about 12 different table lamps set up around the library that are on. So we try to create that. Give that sense of a living room feel when they come in here. You feel comfortable, you know, at ease. And you can come in here. You can't check out a book. The librarian's not here, volunteer staff. But you can come in here, read a book, sit in a corner, play your banjo, whatever, guitar. You could go work on a jigsaw puzzle. You could sit with two, three other people and talk about whatever. You could hop on your laptop or the computer's in here, do whatever. You could just come in and listen quietly, you know, with your buds or headphones to some music, just to be around some people. That's all it is. It's just library after dark. It's a gathering place for people. And we're, and this is our first year. So we're just kind of planning on roughly November to April, March, April, May time frame, while it's still kind of dark out at night.
Yeah.
And then we'll shut it down and then start it back up next year and we'll just see how it goes. We're just not, it's not a big high pressure thing. It, don't come through the doors and expect somebody to tell you what activity we're doing.
Right, right.
There isn't anything. It's up to you as an adult to figure it out, you know, whatever you want to do, you know, so. Well,
it's kind of a basic human need to be around others.
And it's very helpful, especially in the wintertime. On Wednesdays, we're open 9 to 3. We didn't used to be. We used to be open 2 to 5 on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, Saturdays, so on. But we changed, and that was due to a wonderful gal, who young mom, and said, hey, it's tough for moms, typically it's the mom, and their little ones, you know, who are taking naps and all that sort of good stuff, to get to the library 2 to 5. The kids are cranky, they're taking an afternoon nap, I'm trying to get ready, dinner ready, all that, you know,
sure,
finishing up laundry, what, you know, all that stuff. And that's a tough time to bring kids in. And so she recommended, hey, let's get rid of Tuesday. Let's convert those hours to Wednesday. Let's open 9 to 3. Huge.
Yeah.
I was skeptical. I'll be right up front. I was skeptical about that. Oh, good grief. Changing hours again. Why are we doing that? And thinking it to my mouth, in my mind. Fortunately, I kept my mouth shut. And anyway, so we changed. And it, right from the beginning, has just been wonderful. We're quite busy from in the morning, from 9 to 11, 12 o'clock. We have these homeschool moms coming in. They're bringing it. And plus, during that time, we have story time, 10:30 to 11 on Wednesdays. So, and that just boosted up the attendance for story time. So that's been a huge success as far as the change of the hours. Those things are kind of tough to know. Sometimes, as far as
you got
to
try them, yeah,
yeah, yeah. The proverbial throw it against the wall and see if it sticks,
right?
You know, and you don't it change. You know, I can tell you many, or I can't tell you right offhand, but there's been many things that I have suggested to Vicky, we've done it or kind of done it or whatever. You know, no, didn't work, complete failure, bust. So, one time, complete failure, I thought, hey, let's do that, you know. And talk briefly with Vicky about it. Yeah, okay, let's try. And that was, we'll put it, so I had an ad in the paper. And in the ad, it said, cut the ad out, kind of like that old traditional thing.
Sure.
Scissors. Cut the ad out, bring it to the library, we'll stamp it. Then you can take it down to the local coffee shop, and they'll give you, I forget what, 15, 20, 30% off, whatever it was we decided. Complete failure. Complete failure. Two people did it, and one of them was Vicky.
But
complete
you,
failure.
But you don't know until you try.
Beforehand, I thought, oh, man, you know, what's this going to be? 10 people? Maybe 20, 30, you know? Two. And one of them's a librarian. I didn't even do it. I didn't even do it. And I realized from that, one of the things I realized was it's too much friction. You're sitting at home. What's the first thing you got to do? You have to get scissors. They're not going to be where you're sitting. You're going to have to get up off your duff and go get the scissors.
Right.
I didn't even do that. Then once you cut it out, then you got to get in your car. You got to drive to the library, get out of your car, walk in, have somebody stamp it if they're not busy. They stamp it. You take it. Get back in your car, drive to the coffee, good grief. So I talked to the coffee shop owner, this is months and months ago, after this failure, and I said, oh, you know, what do we do? And I suggested some other dumb idea. And she said, she looked at me and she goes, Dan, why don't you just have people show us the library card and we'll get 15% off.
It's good to have support and good to have friends.
It is. And sometimes I listen. Fortunately, I listen. And I thought, but I, part of that was, you know, I was under this you know, how do we get people to come into the library and sign up for a library card? You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. A lot of people get a library card. You still do. That's primary focus. So that was, but I had to kind of let that go and just empower the card itself for people that have the card now.
Yeah.
And if people hear about it and they go, hey, why does Jill and Sally, why do you guys get 15% off and I don't? You have to get a library card and just rely on that instead of trying to force people to come in the library to get a card, you know, with the cutting out the ad and all that stuff.
So have you ever thought of trying to be on the radio?
Yes. The KMUN radio comes out with their current magazine.
Right.
About that. It's a bi-monthly, comes out every 2 months. So keep it short. I looked in there. I said, okay, focus here, Dan. Look in here. How can we get the Cat-Lamet Library in this paper? Jack Harris had a thing in there at the time. He's the current manager. He said in there, you know, hey, we're losing 20-25% of our funding, you know, big federal funding, you know, NPR going away, as far as them being able, as far as KMUN being able to pay for the NPR slot. So they need content.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, Dan, I can ignore this and 6 months later regret it.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can hop on this and start doing the work and see where this leads. I emailed, yada, yada. And one thing led to another. Next thing I know, I'm talking with Jack Harris at the KMUN radio. And we had a good conversation. And initially, what I was looking at was doing whatever time slot, you know, having a library time slot.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to include Clascanay, Astoria, and Warrington because they're publicly funded and, key thing, locally controlled libraries.
Sure.
Initially, I was going to have a 5-minute radio slot on KMUN radio once a week at noontime. And that's where everything was headed. And then I went in and talked with Vary at KMUN radio. And again, wonderful conversation. And I told her, reservations here, and plus talking with a board member here at Cat-Lamet, we're looking at doing a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, I need to really pour my energy into that because of the podcast, as you know, you're free to do whatever you want.
That's true.
Generally speaking, right? You can kind of say whatever you want, you know. So in regards to business support or certain people, or just, you're just more free. You don't have the FCC. So kind of put that, I told Vary, I said, hey, I really don't want to, you know, I just don't have the time, energy, and so on to move forward with this 5-minute radio slot. And she said, kindly and wonderfully suggested, hey, why don't you just call in once a week or once whenever, just do a call in. I can edit it down, you know, we can do a 1 to 4 minute thing, just edit it down to, you know, so it's just the quality content there, and we'll play it once a week or once every 2 weeks, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're going to do. When what I want to do is not have my voice. I want to get a young person doing that call-in to Vary every week about Cat-Lamet Public Library. And I'd also like to include, as possible, once again, Clascanay, Astoria, and Warrington in there. You know, different events or the history of the library that they have and so on and so forth. But obviously, focus on our library and what's going on here. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do that. That's a go. But the podcast, 30, 45 minute, whatever, podcast once a week or once every 2 weeks, that's also a go. Mm-hmm. When that comes out, don't know, in the coming months.
Yeah.
So there, yeah.
Well, bless the moms who figure out usually that the library is a safe, nourishing place where they engage the minds of their children. And that's, I think, how most of us are introduced. So moms out there, thank you for what you do. I want to give you now a chance to, without me asking you questions, to kind of fill in and tell anything else that you would like people to know about the library.
People that live in Wakayakan County are very proud to live here, whether West Side or the east side, whether you live in Catlamet or whether you live at Deep River, mm-hmm. Altoona, Olokna Valley, Middle Valley in Skamakaway, where I used to live, wherever, West Valley in Skamakaway, East Valley, so on, Beaver Creek, all sorts of places. We all love our little locales, and rightfully so, whether historical reason, third, fourth generation, second, whatever. Maybe just moved here 3 years ago. You love living here. Mm-hmm. This library is your library. It's your public library. It's not Vicki Franklin's, it's not Dan Turner's, it's not just a select few. It's not that this or that. It's every resident in Wekiakum County can get a library card for free. This is a way to show your pride in your county. If you live in Deep River, if you live out Altoona, if you live right here in Catlamet, this is your way to show pride in your locale. Say, oh, Dan, I live way out in Altoona. I hardly ever go to Catlamet. Cool. I don't care. What? You're just saying to get a library card and you live way over. Cool. Use Libby app. Cool. When you're going to Astoria, stop at the Nacelle Coffee Shop, get 15% off. Go to the Blue Scorcher and get 25% off on your loaves of bread. Cool. You know, hey, you're going to Columbia River Maritime Museum? Get a free pass. You know, stop at the Thursday delivery. You don't ever have to come here. You stop at Thursday delivery at the Rossburg-Rysica Fire Station and pick up your Columbia River Maritime Museum pass for free. Mm-hmm. Good grief. Go to the Clatsop Historical Museum for free. Go to the Oregon State Park pass, you know, for free. You know, all this stuff. But this is something that's local for you. This local library, it's yours. And it's the only public library between Longview and the beach. That's public and locally funded and, key thing, locally controlled. This is your library.
We've been talking with Dan Turner, the board chair of the Catlamet Public Library. Turner and town librarian Vicki Franklin have been working to extend the library's services across Wekiakum County and have doubled the number of residents with library cards. On Wednesday afternoons, a representative from Employ Wekiakum comes into the library to help with job searches and resumes. On Thursday and Saturday afternoons, free notary service is available. This is The Human Beat. I'm Roger Rocca. Thanks for listening.